We're here with independent candidate Martin Babinek seeking New York's 22nd district seat. It is a seat currently held by retiring Representative Richard Hanna. Broome County legislator Kim Myers is the Democratic hopeful. Republican Assemblywoman Claudia Tenney is also running. Welcome, Martin. I'm delighted to see you here.
Thanks for inviting me, Alan. I'm happy to be here.
Okay, so here's my issue. There will be those, of course, you're facing this all the time, who will say you're a spoiler.
Well, Alan, I think you're aware that in most years, running as an independent for Congress really would be considered insanity. In fact, the last person to be elected to the House of Representatives as an independent would be Bernie Sanders 26 years ago. But this is not most years. And there are, without a doubt, a lot of things going on in this particular election cycle in which voters are expressing a lot of frustration about what's happened in both parties. And as a result of that, the receptivity to an independent candidate has never been stronger.
And where's the evidence for that?
Well, I would say some of that's going to be with just my contact with people.
Yeah.
And so that's anecdotal. But I would also say you'll soon see some polling information that will be released over time. National polls will be done. This is a race because it's an open seat that does get some attention, and you'll see that come out.
Okay. Are you closer to the Republicans than you are to the Democrats?
I'm an independent, and I would say that when one looks at the kind of person who has been successful in this particular district, it would be an individual with a profile of being fiscally conservative and maybe a little bit more to the center on some other issues.
So that sounds libertarian.
I wouldn't say that. This is the beauty of being an independent. It's one gets to choose without having to worry so much about what is the box.
Well, wait a second now. Here you are sitting in the WAMC studios. The entire district is taken in, this broadcast. And I'm saying to you, Martin, I want you to tell people who you are so they'll understand easily who they're voting for.
That's easy for me to say because there's a reason I'm running for office, and that is helping many others realize there are ways that we can change the direction of our regional economy when we talk about job creation, in which my path is very different than the path that typically politicians talk about.
So tell us about that.
All right. Oftentimes, we hear from our politicians that the way we create jobs is for the government to use business attraction. They take our tax dollars and they give it too oftentimes to large corporations and businesses hoping to have them move in and open up some facility that will hire lots of people.
So that sounds like an Andrew Cuomo issue.
I'm just saying I'm an entrepreneur, not a politician, and I know that
Martin, now you're a politician. You're running for political office. That makes you a politician.
I am an entrepreneur with a lot of experience, not only in creating jobs with companies I've created, but for the last 6 years, I've concentrated my efforts as a volunteer in creating a nonprofit that has as its mission helping other people create companies that in turn create jobs. And over the course of that journey these last 6 years, I've learned a lot about not only what the problems are and why so many of our best and brightest talent have left the area and started companies someplace else, but how to address that problem and bring about meaningful change.
Now, wait a second. You're running for the United States Congress, not
yes.
the state legislature.
I'm
so,
not. But
go ahead.
But remember, policy and what a person does in office in casting votes is an important part of the role. I would also argue that in addition to whatever policy positions are taken, that a person in office has the opportunity to not only provide good constituent service and help the people in whatever their legislative district is, mm-hmm. but the third pillar of any elected official is the opportunity to provide leadership in bringing the right people together to bring about meaningful change.
Okay, sure enough. Let me go back to something you said earlier, which caught my ear,
okay.
whatever it's worth. You thought this was a year for change. if I'm correct in my mm-hmm. assumption. So we have, for example, a Democratic State Assembly. Do you think that it's such a year for change that for the first time in history, incumbents are going to be thrown out by their ears?
There will be some change. I'm certainly not going to predict what's going to happen in the New York State Assembly. That's outside the scope of where I'm putting my time and attention.
But I'm asking, if there is this thing rising up from the people objecting to the way that they're being ruled, and I use that only as a somewhat spurious question, because do I think that that's going to happen? No. But I'm wondering how far this is going to go, this so-called revolutionary or spirit for change.
Again, I can't predict how that's going to play out at a state level. When I think about the voters in District 22
right.
and what I'm seeing just from the contact that I have with people all over the district, because I'm out on the road, I'm out in every community and really doing my best to get to understand the perspective of as many people as I can, I do find that there is frustration. And in some parts of our district, people feel like they have been ignored by their elected officials, and they are experiencing frustration not only with the lack of jobs, but the lack of responsiveness on the elected officials to help address some of the problems that are there. This is one of the reasons that I'm running. I've got a different approach, and I believe that there is much that can be done.
How do we know you're not just running? We only have 2 minutes. Just running because you want to be a congressman. Forget about all the other baloney.
Well, Alan, remember, we didn't talk about my background.
No, I'm going to do that in the next time we talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I don't need a job, all right? I'm not a person.
Well, everybody wants to be a congressman sometime.
I wouldn't say so.
It's on your gravestone. It says, here lies Martin Babinick. He ran for Congress.
Let me say that there are a lot of reasons why good people don't run for office, all right? And there are it's not only the hurdles in getting elected, but how one has to give up a lot of freedom and a lot of independence that right now I enjoy. There's a lot of reasons that good people don't run. I've gotten over those and am very committed to going down this path because of my belief that I can help bring about meaningful change. It's the opportunity to bring about change that motivates me to do what I'm doing and running for Congress.
We've been talking to Martin Babinick. He is seeking New York's 22nd congressional seat. He's running against a Democrat and a Republican. And everybody is welcome here, and we're delighted you're with us, Martin. And when we come back the next time, let's get some history on you.
All right.